Moscow, calling listeners in Southeast Asia, Australia, New Zealand, and Oceania. Good evening, everyone. We are now heard in the 60 and 31 meter bands, and on 203 and 477 meters in the medium wave band, till 12 p.m. East Australian Standard Time.
As usual, for news, comment, and music from Radio Moscow. And first on the program is the news.
According to reports coming in from Czechoslovakia, the situation in the country on the whole remains normal. Industrial and agricultural enterprises, different departments are working as usual. The population, heeding the appeal of President Svoboda, is keeping calm, conscious of its civic responsibility. The command of the Allied troops, which is maintaining contact with the command of the Czechoslovak army, is ensuring the internal and external security of Czechoslovakia. As was reported, anti-socialist forces are trying to disrupt normal life in the country and create complications aimed at fanning up nationalistic passions and hostility to the healthy, patriotic, and loyal to socialism forces in Czechoslovakia and to the fraternal countries that have come to the aid of the Czechoslovak people. Hostile elements seek to aggravate the situation at any cost and are resorting to great crimes. They arrested the editor-in-chief of the paper, Rudy Pravo, Oldrzej Švestka, member of the presidium of the Czechoslovak Communist Party's Central Committee, and issued a special edition of the paper attacking the Soviet Union and the other socialist countries. Švestka was relieved by Soviet troops. The counter-revolutionary forces, especially in Prague, are resorting to increasingly dangerous actions. In the center of the city, they organized a subversive act, set fire to four Soviet armored personnel carriers, which led to a fire in neighboring buildings. The saboteurs also seek to put out of action communication and transport facilities and disrupt the food supplies to the population. The counter-revolutionaries have put into action underground radio transmitters and print shops, which have been prepared in advance. The slanderous inventions and falsification fabricated by the counter-revolutionaries and transmitted this way are immediately caught up by imperialist propaganda, which seeks to portray it as the official position of Czechoslovakia and as the views of its public. The attempt of certain Western powers to bring the Czechoslovak issue up at the Security Council also belongs to the same category. The Czechoslovak Foreign Ministry pointed out on Wednesday night that such attempts were unwarranted. It declared that Czechoslovakia would not agree to any discussion of the matter in the United Nations, as the country's relations with the other socialist countries is solved by themselves within the framework of the socialist community. On Wednesday evening, President Svoboda broadcast to the nation again and called on the people to remain calm and defend the foundations of socialism, freedom, and democracy. The problem has pointed out that the fraternal socialist countries consider it their highest internationalist duty to support the peoples of Czechoslovakia in defending the gains of socialism. The urgent help, including the assistance of armed forces in response to a request from Czechoslovak party and state officials, the paper writes in an editorial, was given because all the achievements of the Czechoslovak working people of the past 20 years were in jeopardy. Analyzing the events of the past 7 months, the Pravda knows that the activization of the anti-communist forces in Czechoslovakia was fostered by the incorrect position taken by part of the leadership of the Czechoslovak Communist Party and its retreat from Marxist-Leninist principles. The Pravda underlined that the Soviet Communist Party and other fraternal parties had repeatedly drawn the attention of Czechoslovak leaders to the dangerous trends. But these last had not done anything to revolt the counter-revolutionary forces. The right-wing revisionist elements and the leadership of the Communist Party and government of Czechoslovakia had torpedoed the agreement reached in Chelna and Bratislava on repulsing imperialist entries. The socialist countries, the Pravda underlines, could not allow Czechoslovakia to be torn away from the socialist community, as the defense of socialism in that country is a matter not only for its people, but world socialism as a whole. Numerous meetings, statements, resolutions, and letters of the people of the Soviet Union and other socialist countries indicate the complete and universal approval and support for the measures taken to defend the socialist gains in Czechoslovakia. These measures have also met with solidarity and support from many communist and workers' parties, among the working people and the progressive forces. Certain statesmen in a number of capitalist countries are beginning to take a realistic position. The imperialist circles, which hope to tear Czechoslovakia away from the socialist community, naturally cannot reconcile themselves to the downfall of their hopes. They are continuing to whip up around the Czechoslovak events an atmosphere of tension and political hysteria. The bond-ruling circles are particularly active. They're gnawing their teeth and thereby giving away their plans connected with the activities of the counter-revolutionary forces in Czechoslovakia. The situation in Czechoslovakia throughout the day was calm. Nevertheless, the anti-socialist forces in Prague continued their subversive activities in the attempt to provoke nervousness and uncertainty among the population. To this end, clandestine radio transmitters are still being used and counter-revolutionary leaflets issued. In separate districts of Prague, inflammatory posters have been put up attacking prominent Czechoslovak party and state leaders, as well as the Allied troops. Cars have appeared on the streets with loudspeakers broadcasting clandestine programs. Underground radio stations and unlawful publications, as well as the Western powers' propaganda centers, are spreading fabrications. They are being directly helped in this by certain officials. This includes Chik, Gajek, Vlasak, and Gašparić, who are in Yugoslavia and who announced that they will fulfill government functions outside the territory of Czechoslovakia, although no one had empowered them to do so. All who cherish the cause of socialism in Czechoslovakia will discard the claims of the bankrupt politicians to speak on behalf of Czechoslovakia and those who stand behind their backs. Reports from Czechoslovakia note that the soldiers of the Allied armies, with honor and dignity, showing in the complicated situation restraint and understanding of their duty, are helping the working people of Czechoslovakia to defend the cause of socialism and remove the threat to the security and sovereignty of the country. On the streets and squares of towns and villages, one can often see officers and soldiers of the Allied forces holding friendly talks with the population, replying to numerous questions, helping them to understand correctly the political situation and explain the noble aims which these troops are fulfilling. Numerous meetings were held in all the republics of the Soviet Union at which the people approved the action of the five socialist countries in helping Czechoslovakia. Former partisans who had fought in Czechoslovakia issued a statement expressing confidence that the working people of that country, with the support of the Soviet Union and the other socialist countries, would set things right and continue the building of socialism. Moscow journalists at their meeting voiced indignation over the actions of the counter-revolutionaries and their instigators from abroad. Public personalities, organizations, and the press of many foreign countries described the entry of Allied troops into Czechoslovakia as a timely and necessary measure. This step, writes the newspaper of the Luxembourg Communist Party, Zeitung, is a manifestation of the solidarity of the socialist countries in the face of a threat of counter-revolution and West German revanchism. The paper of the Colombian Communist Party, Voz Proletaria, underlines that the Allied troops are in Czechoslovakia for only one purpose, to defend the gains of socialism and peace and prevent imperialist intervention. The Hungarian government paper, Radiar Hírlap, points out that the actions of the Allied powers in Czechoslovakia are in complete accordance with Allied treaties. They provide for individual or collective defense if the socialist system in one of the countries is threatened. American aircraft have again raided North Vietnam. 104 missions were flown over the southern regions of the Republic, despite the assurances of the American command that the principal targets were military objectives. As usual, the bombs fell chiefly on densely populated areas. The United States has lately greatly stepped up its air war against North Vietnam and is using its giant B-52 aircraft.
Next, from Radio Moscow, a summary of the leading article in Wednesday's issue of the newspaper Pravda. Pravda begins by speaking of the statement from the official Soviet news agency TASS. This said the Soviet government and the governments of allied socialist countries had decided to comply with the request of party and state leaders of the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic for urgent assistance, including assistance with armed forces to the fraternal Czechoslovak people. They had taken this decision proceeding from the principles of unbreakable friendship and cooperation and in accordance with existing treaty undertakings.
Here is a cross-section of Soviet public opinion. Mr. Viktor Alfyorov fought with the Soviet army all the way from Stalingrad to Berlin. He helped free Prague from the German fascist occupation. This is what he had to say. I've been paying close attention to events in Czechoslovakia for the last few months. I've been listening to radio and television and reading the papers, and I must say that both my fellow workers and I felt certain concern. I must say that the statement issued by the Communist parties in Bratislava calling for strengthening and defending the socialist gains of our nation satisfied us deeply. Now a situation has come about when counter-revolutionary forces in Czechoslovakia have formed a conspiracy with foreign interests hostile to socialism, threatening the socialist system in Czechoslovakia. This has aggravated the situation. It touches upon the vital interests of the Soviet Union, too, and the security of the whole socialist community. I think it was correct to comply with Czechoslovakia's appeal for troops from the Warsaw Pact countries. I think it was right. We can't let the freedom won in the World War or the society being established in Czechoslovakia be destroyed by elements that hate socialism. I'm sure the action being taken by the Soviet Union and the other socialist countries will help the people of Czechoslovakia eliminate the danger hanging over them. We Soviet people are loyal to Czechoslovakia. We'll do anything necessary to keep our friendship strong so that they can go on establishing socialism in peace. At a meeting in the port of Vladivostok, the longshoreman Pavel Ilyinov had this to say. As a Soviet person, I hold dear the achievements of socialism in Czechoslovakia. I fully support the steps of our government, as they are in the interests of peace and the happiness of nations. I feel these steps are just. The peoples of the Soviet Union and other Warsaw Pact countries will help Czechoslovakia to save them. In his view, unanimously passed the resolution supporting the decision of the Soviet government to help the people of Czechoslovakia. Foreman Algirdas Pivokas of a computer machine plant in Vilnius, Lithuania, recently returned from Czechoslovakia, where he was mounting computers. Here is his comment. I fully support the TASS statement. The workers of our plant were deeply moved when we read recently a letter from TASS. The determination of the Czech workers to maintain their friendship with the Soviet Union worked the forces of reaction into a frenzy. So the reactionaries, both inside Czechoslovakia and abroad, began to threaten socialism in that country and the security of the socialist community. In the years of World War II, the Soviet people, the Czechs and Slovaks, made great sacrifices to defeat fascism. But we didn't make those sacrifices to let the counter-revolutionary elements have it their way now, many years later. That's why I am 100% behind the measures taken in accordance with the Bratislava Statement, signed by six socialist countries, including Czechoslovakia. These measures, I feel, stem from the desire to safeguard the future of Czechoslovakia and peace in Europe. You have heard the views of Soviet people on the events in Czechoslovakia. You are tuned to Ultramarine Music, a daily feature program from Radio Moscow.
In Czechoslovakia, the situation remains normal. The command of the Allied forces, together with the command of the Czechoslovak army, is ensuring the security of the country. The Pravda has noted that the fraternal socialist countries regarded their internationalist duty to support the people of Czechoslovakia in defending the gains of socialism. The public in these socialist and other countries approves the help given to the Czechoslovak people. American aircraft flew 104 missions over North Vietnam.
You have been listening to News Commenter Music, a daily feature program from Radio Moscow. Your announcer has been Nikolai Morsikov.
Radio Moscow now ends this program in English to Southeast Asia, Australia, New Zealand, and Oceania. I'd like to remind you that we're on the air daily from 9 till 10 p.m., from 10:30 till 11 p.m., and from 11:30 till 12 p.m. East Australian Standard Time in the 16, 19, 25, and 31-meter bands, and on 203 and 477 meters in the medium wave band. And so until tomorrow, good night, everyone.